ஓம் சாந்தி. And of course the topic is on meditation, or we can say tapasya, or we can say the volcanic bhakti, or that fire. Physically, volcanic has many meaning, but in the most simple term I can say it is a fire, constantly burning to create the heat enough to burn our negativity, which we are carrying since 63 lives. And any time that fire is reduced, then we do not see the burning effect of our past negative sanskars or negativity. And this can be possible when we have the two-way connection. Two-way connection means the complete awareness of Baba above us and the spreading the vibrations around as well as my own self. This is my practical experience, that sometime when there is remembrance of Baba, deep enough of course, the spreading of the awareness of the spreading of that light gets less. And sometime when the spreading of the vibrations around is there, the remembrance become little light. So the power is reduced. The strength is reduced. I think latest Murli, in which Baba talk about Simirti and Samarthi. There are two words Baba have used in Murli. And most of the time, on 18th of January, Baba used this word Samarthi, Smarthi and Samarthi. It's a very close words. These two words are very close to each other. And in many previous Murlis, Baba also used the words like Anhad, constant, that something which we must always have behind our back in our subconscious mind. Like for example, if we have interest in something, example of just you take a book and you like to read that book, what happens is that you are doing something and as soon as you finish doing the thing, you just go back to the book. Or while you are doing the things, in between, if you have the time, you are just going to read that book all the time, those things all the time. So what is, means we are doing other things, cooking, eating, walking, talking, on phone and with each other, but behind our back, that interest, where our interest is, on that book, we just go on reading. If the little time is there in the car, you just open the book and you just start reading. If you're even talking on phone, till that somebody come on other side, if you have something in the same book in your hand, you just go on reading till somebody say hello. I'm sure every one of us has experience of this whenever we are engaged in something, or we like something, or we have interest of something, we want to do that thing all the time. Going and doing something and then going back there. Going something and doing something. So in the same way in meditation and tapasya also, we have to now practice that kind of stage. In which Baba says that you don't have to sit and become the embodiment of thinking, just thinking I am a soul, I am point of light, I am a lucky soul, I am successful star or whatever it is, different self-respect. Because it's not just enough to say, okay, I am a soul, but it has to be extension of the soul. The speciality of the soul also makes the some or other consciousness, we can say, or the awareness. I remember that when in the beginning, when the virtue scope came, it is a kind of game which we used to play with the virtues, with the virtue cards and virtue scope, in which we used to take out the first virtue and we say, okay, this is the foundation virtue. And this is for the whole month. This is a foundation virtue. This is for the whole month. And after that, there are so many things would come. You know, like for example, some points in the Murli come, somewhere you're reading articles, some books you're reading. And whatever things come in after that, that become the assistance or extension of that particular foundation virtue, or the foundation power. So behind, it's easy to keep one word or one little phrase in your mind behind your back. Then having the many, many titles and self-respect in your mind at the same time. So I find it's easy when I'm practicing the Simriti, is awareness. Simriti is remembrance. Simriti is a word or phrase behind my back which I want to practice, which brings the total consciousness of two-way connection, that is Baba as well as the world around, including my own self. Everything is included, such kind of word. And if I can maintain that, then it becomes the power. Samarthi means experiencing of the power. So I remember that when Vachusko came, we used to have one thought in mind, one word in the mind, one quality in the mind, whether it's the cheerfulness or whether it is a tolerance or whether it is happiness or whatever quality was there. And it used to be very easy to remember one, okay, for the whole month we're going to have that. And anything which comes in between, wherever we can find some points, you say, this is expansion, this is strengthening, or this is empowering this word, and making us achieve the goal of this word for one whole month. So I was feeling that if I can bring that one back again in practice, in tapasya or meditation, and I have selected the word or phrase, we can say, is Master Almighty Authority. And anything which comes after, like for example, in today's Murli, there were too many good words was there, and that is the purity and the truth. Unshakable and immovable when you become Trikaldarshi. And many other things which we contemplate through the Murli, through many of those things, is just strengthening the same point which is there in my mind, which is behind the back, which I remind many times in a day, as well as I make effort to remember that as a first word. Why I'm saying this word, Master, Almighty Authority. Here Master is very simple and very easy word. As we all know, the Master word is the child of Almighty Authority, Almighty Father. And as soon as you think about yourself as a child, then you automatically feel the rays or that power, that vibrations or some kind of feeling that coming to you automatically or naturally. And of course, in Almighty, it is doesn't matter. You don't have to send, you don't have to be aware that vibration of the power is spreading, but you can take any other quality in that, whether it is love, whether it is peace, whether it is power, whether it's a purity, whatever qualities you want at that particular moment, you can spread the vibrations of that at that time. But the main thing is both connections should be powerful enough to get that power together. So what we have to understand is, in order to do that, we have so many activities in our life, so many things to do, but we had to ease up somewhere in order to strengthen some other way. That means we had to clear our mind from the past. We had to clear ourselves from many things which we are doing. The greatest burden which we all experience in our life is when we are doing anything, simple action to the serious action, when we feel that I am doing it, that make our mind very engaged. Because that we want to do the best, we want to feel that everybody, when we do the best, everybody must feel that is very good, everybody must compliment, everybody must praise, everybody must say, oh, that you are good. And with that thing, I must get some salvation, I must get some promotion, I must get something. So always there is something which we want to impress somebody in front, as well as we also want to feel that, okay, through this I will be upgraded in my life, or progress in our life, or success in my life. And that will be like my achievement. And as Baba is saying many times, that we must not have the I, that I am doing, but Baba is doing. When we read books of the Baba's biographies, experience of many of the brothers and sisters, I was reading one of the book which has recently came out in Hindi, their experience of many mothers who came in Baba's knowledge in the beginning. And those experiences, of course, are very inspiring experiences, that at those time the mothers were very simple, ordinary, somewhere from the village, somewhere not even educated, somewhere under the bondage, so many bondages, etc. But how they just felt nothing else except Baba. And they break all their bondages. And by breaking all the bondages, they came out very strong in Baba's knowledge, and through them, they, you know, a lot of people get the message. They become instrument to do the service in the center as well as other places. So it was a very, those experiences are very, very inspiring experiences, what I find. So in the beginning, there was a more of Baba, Baba, Baba. But in the middle, when the expansion is taking place, that sometime Baba is replaced by I. That is the greatest, I think, the obstacle in our life in order to have this stage of tapasya or simriti and samarti bhava stage. And sometime we had to, second thing is that we had to make our mind free, you know. It's very important. Because there are so many things we are doing, and time to time those things we remember, okay, this we had to do, that we had to do, and those things also make our mind very, very busy. Sometimes we are moving along. Work actually doesn't make us very tired or busy, but what makes us busy in our mind is the what effect we take while we are moving in our life, moving in our daily life. Sometimes we come in contact, we cannot do some everything by ourselves. We come in contact with other people. We talk to other people talk to us. But the effect of their way of dealing with us has great effect on us. Like somebody may be speaking with ego or doing with ego. Of course, we had to face our own ego. Or we had to, as Baba says, we had to always think Baba is doing, Baba is doing, Baba is doing. But beside Baba is doing, sometimes if other person come with some kind of ego, we had to deal with that also. So that we can take the maximum benefit of the company and companionship and the work. A few years ago, I had the experience. It was a bad experience as well as it was good experience, both together. And it was experience where after I come to, I become the instrument of Baba in the center. You know, an experience was that I was feeling when anybody come, although they may be good people and they had a good speciality, etc., I was not able to appreciate that speciality of someone when there is that speciality was overpowered by ego. So I was feeling that it was very difficult for me to appreciate, because I used to get instantly affected. And I also felt that because of that, I was not able to give the blessings or good feeling as a return of whatever person is doing because of getting affected by the... I say, what is the sense of somebody having such an ego and doing the service? Maybe I will not ask that person to do the service. I may ask somebody else to do the service who doesn't have the ego, who is very humble, who is nice and who is this and who is that. So I feel that I was depriving certain people from even using their speciality in the service, because I was feeling that the person has ego or person has this thing, or although the person is hardworking, person has speciality, person has this one. So three things I could not do that. One was that I could not appreciate. And it happens that when someone is under the influence of the any of the vices, these are the things happen, I was not able to appreciate. I was not able to bless for whatever the person has contributed. And I myself used to feel very miserable. after the effect is there. And it happened few times, this type of attacks came few times. And I felt that this is not the solution of everything. I had to find some solution. And many times when things happen to me, I go in Baba's room. And of course, when I go to Baba's room, my first person whom I speak is Baba. Even if the Baba's room is not available, I'm not in the center, I'm somewhere else, I will imagine if I don't have anything. Otherwise, I'll just take the I take out my own badge and I sit down in front and I will talk. I felt a kind of comforting feeling at that time because I was feeling miserable. You know, it is a kind of hate, not as a, we always say that we must hate the sin, not the sinner, but it is in practical, sometimes it doesn't happen. So I was feeling that way. I feel comfortable when I sit in remembrance of Baba and I talk to Baba. There has to be some solution for this thing. And after that, I felt there is some good inspiration came in my mind. I teach myself that inspiration. And that inspiration came to me was, of course, people, any kind of people can have the ego, but most of the people who have the ego are those people who have something in their life, either achievement, either success, or either some qualification or something. I say after they're achieving, then they get the little ego on the top of that. They wear the hat of the ego. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to remove the hat and I'm going to deal with the person. And I imagine one or two people and I find the beauty in it. I start feeling that seeing the person with the beauty. And after seeing the person with the beauty and the qualities, I felt that I can deal with these type of things very easily. And if somebody come with something, I'll say, okay, I remove that and I use the good qualities and I start feeling that now I can use as well as I can use in Baba's service, I can have the good wishes, I can see as Baba's child, and I feel very nice about it, and it relieve me from the lot of burden of the past, we can say, in a physical way too. Mm-hmm. And it helped me in meditation a lot. And after that, many people came in contact with me after that who have the similar situation, but I was not feeling affected and I was able to use. So when we are driving the car, one is that we had to drive the car without mistakes, and then we had to also save ourselves from the mistakes of others if we really want to enjoy driving. So in the life of journey of our life in Baba's home also, I think we need to take care of ourselves and take care of others, not affecting us. Because whole day when these effects come, it affects our mind, it affects our meditation. Sometime one or two murlis, I remember Baba was talking in the past that the reflection of morning meditation, you know, when you sit in morning meditation, early morning meditation, which is Amrit Vela, the quality of the morning meditation reflects your day before. That what you have done, what effect you have taken, what negativity you have taken, how much you are busy, what things you are engaged in, it reflects your previous day. And if you cannot detach yourself from the previous day, then definitely on that particular morning it affects, and it becomes sometimes a kind of punishment in the sense that you are not able to have the foundation meditation strong and you are not able to remain alert, or you are not able to have something positive as a foundation for the day. Of course, the morning affects the whole day, and whole day affects the following morning, both. So we had to pay attention on action as well as in meditation, both. It's not that we just have to pay attention in meditation, but attention in meditation and attention in action also we had to pay attention. So if our morning meditation is not very good, then we pay attention for the whole day. What are the things which is affecting me? What are the people? Who are the people who are affecting me? What are the situation affecting me? And of course, I had to safeguard myself those situation by using the many different type of Baba's point of drama, or Baba says the three bindus. We had to use the three bindus or bindis, the point of light and as a soul, and point of light as Baba, and point as a drama, full stop of the drama. That also we had to use. So we had to free our mind all the time in order to have the better and the constructive meditation from the past, from the present effect, and of course we had to clear our mind to sit. Sometimes I have experienced that when we sit, when we listen to Baba's Murali, it's both experience I have. Sometimes we have the experience that when we come to Baba's Murali and listen immediately Baba's Murali, you don't grasp so much. But when you sit in remembrance of Baba and for 15 minutes or 20 minutes or 25 minutes, then you are able to grasp the Murali with a lot of accuracy and lot of alertness. You can grasp the Murali. So you have to understand meditation or yoga is like a bathing, and you cannot eat without bathing. So it definitely helps us in different ways if you sit in meditation before. It has the two things have the effect, in the sense like when we come to Baba's knowledge, we don't sit in meditation first. We may just sit quiet for one minute or 2 minutes, and then we start getting the lesson. First lesson, second lesson, third lesson, and in the end we do meditation or we do the Baba's remembrance. But then question comes that now we do meditation first and when we listen to the Murali later. First we come, we listen to the first knowledge and then the meditation we do. So what is important now is that knowledge helps to meditate. And meditation helps to get the more grasping, more understanding, more depth of knowledge we can go in. So both has the effect of each other. The karmas have the effect, of course, we had to have become the karma yogi, and we had to pay attention on our karmas. And when we pay our attention on karmas, then it also helps in meditation. And when we have the meditation, good meditation, it also helps us to have the better action or better karmas also. So both ways it helps each other. Knowledge helps in yoga, yoga helps in knowledge, karmas help in the meditation, meditation helps in the karmas, all different ways. It has a connection with each other. And that is what we had to understand when we are doing the meditation or remembrance of Baba. One of the things which I felt that in meditation which we had to clear our mind is we all have the responsibility to do certain type of things, duties and responsibility, and that responsibility also we had to ease up a little bit. One is that we had to ease up by saying, okay, it's Baba's responsibility. And the second is that in relationship, we need to have the more love, respect and trust in each other so that others become very cooperative with us. Because they also know, they also have Baba's understanding, Baba's knowledge, they also had to learn. So more and more we have the love, respect and trust, we can share our responsibility with others as if it's Baba's responsibility and I am not. Sometimes we hold on to the responsibility and duty, this is mine and this is mine and this is mine. It makes us engage in that so deeply that we cannot, when we sit in remembrance of Baba also, those things come in our mind. So Baba, time to time Baba is saying that how we had to remove so many different things, tail of eye, tail of face, and Baba is, in every Murli Baba gives the lot of points of the self-respect also. So when we follow those self-respect at different timings, definitely we can get a lot of things in our mind. For example, one time Baba said, okay, the ancestors, I find that was a very good experience I had after that. After reading that Murli, I think I had to go somewhere to speak in the lecture. And I was just feeling that I'm ancestor. When you feel that feeling of being ancestor, you feel the whole world is your brothers and sisters and children, and it's you look at them with a different eyes. You look at them like you're not seeing anything negative in that, but you feel that whatever Baba is doing, I think we need to, we as the children of Baba and first generation of Baba, we had to give as big brothers and sisters to them. And just by having the consciousness, I just went there, and it was wonderful. You know, whatever came from the mouth as instrument of Baba, it was kind of wonderful experience. It was a church I went to, and about 200 or 300 people were there, and people love that. And I don't remember that I have done anything, but just a consciousness make the difference. I find so in Baba's remembrance, definitely different consciousness make the difference. But as I said that in my life, I have made commitment at least for the 1 month that I'm going to have the one phrase in my mind, and on that phrase I'm going to have the old expansion. Today when I was listening to the Baba's Murli on truth, of course Baba is a truth. Truth has a many aspects. And one of the aspects of the truth which always attract me is maintaining the positivity at all time. Why Baba is called truth? Of course he gave the knowledge, which is the true knowledge. But he is also called the truth because he is able to keep positivity at all time. No matter what situation and circumstances he has in front of him. For example, if he is ocean of peace, and no matter how peaceless the situation is in front, or how peaceless someone is there who comes in front of Baba, do you think Baba become peaceless? He doesn't become peaceless. So that peace which is there in Baba, that detachment from peacelessness which is there in Baba, is the one which is truth. If I come in contact with the peacelessness of someone or peaceless situation, and I become peaceless, is my stage is truth or false? What do you think? It's false. That is not called truth, that is called false. And that is why it is said this world is false. Because some or other negative influence we have. Even if someone is sorrowful, come in front of me and I become sorrowful, I am not maintaining the truth. That becomes like a falsehood. So one of the aspects of Baba, which is the truth, is that I always feel that Baba has, in everywhere, world is so, at present, we can say the world is so much sorrowful and so much problems, so many things, but Baba is detached. Although his own creation, but Baba is detached, and because Baba is detached from everything, and he is ocean of peace, he is ocean of love, he is ocean of knowledge, he is ocean of mercy, bliss, he is able to give that strength to all of us. So this morning, after listening to Baba's Murli, in my experience of Master Almighty Authority, I was feeling that as Baba is truth, able to maintain the positive quality at all time, I must be able to do that without seeing, because it becomes easy to see someone and even to have the comment. I remember a few years ago when I used to go somewhere, it used to affect, means even on the wall something is there, a little spot, or the flower is not in the right place, you know. It used to affect, means I used to see that and I forget I had to sit in meditation. And it takes a very, very conscious effort that at this moment when I am sitting in Baba's remembrance, it's there. We will see later on whatever it is, but at this time, I must remember Baba. I must not see anybody, any way or anything around me which affect me. So the path of the truth, I felt, was a very beautiful point which I was contemplating during the day, as well as the purity, the vibration of pure vibration to each and everyone, to the nature, to the plants, to the everyone, because we can't just say only human being to human being, but to the whole world we had to give that vibration. So like I was having this, as I said, the phrase of Master Almighty Authority behind my back, and I was strengthening that feeling with the expansion of the with the knowledge which Baba was giving in the Murli. So every day we can do that way. You can see what thought you want to keep, what aim you want to keep. But if you have the too many things in mind, sometimes it becomes difficult. But we have to definitely practice the two-way connection at the same time. Too many things, we do two, three things together, coordinating two, three things together. Even a dancer, when they dance, the facial expression, the eyes, the hand and foot. When we are driving, we do so many things. I remember that when I was a small young child, somebody used to say, you know, if I'm doing something like picking the rice or picking something, and somebody is giving me instruction, and I will stop, and I will look at the person to listen. And again, most of the time I used to be reminded, why are you stopping? Can't you listen while you are doing? You know? Of course, it is a greater attention that when you look at the person and you listen, it's a more attention you can pay. But you can do the work as well as you can listen, and you can take instruction also. Both can be done, but it needs, of course, the practice. So in the same way, in the spiritual understanding and spiritual knowledge also, we need to practice two things together, three things together. Baba says, sometimes says in the Murli, even in the last Murlis, Baba says the words and the mind. Service through mind and service through words should be together. Service through action and service through mind should be together. All the same time when we do these type of things, it becomes little slower than the normal, but of course, it is much beneficial to for us. Sometimes we give the whole lecture and in the end of it, when we sit in meditation, then we say, oh, now I have to give the vibration. Huh? Or sometimes we sit in meditation, we give vibration, and then when we start speaking, we cannot. I think if you see awake Bhavdada, and we see that when the pause is there, when the sentence is finishing, the few times when the stopping is there, pauses are there, we can do lot of mental service. And what is actually mental service while we are speaking is just wishing. Just having some kind of wish, whatever the person is listening, that the person absorb that, let the person experience the peace, that person experience happiness. Just go on wishing to the person something good, something nice, something beneficial for the person. And that is what is important in our mind, what is called the bestower stage. So we need to practice in between. Do you have the habit of doing that? In between, whenever you have pause, you send the vibrations of peace and love, as well as having some or other good wishes. It could be possible. Through my experience, I can say this is possible. You don't have to sit in yoga only, or when you sit, then only you can do. But while walking, while moving, while sitting, while eating, you can do all that. One day I was sitting to eat, and I enjoy, and many times I continue that way. I was sitting and eating, and I was imagining Avek Bhavdada. You know, last part of Avek Bhavdada, the dadis, they feed Baba with this little spoon. And I was imagining that I am sitting there, and of course I am lifting my own hand and putting in the spoon and eating. But I was just feeling that Baba is also holding my hand and putting in my mouth. You know, and I was enjoying so much of that feeling, many times I was able to do that part. You know, before there was a feeling, oh, we must have the more family feeling and we must sit together, we must eat together. Of course I love those things also, but sometimes when I feel that I am alone or maybe one or two person around me and who I can explain before, that okay, we will going to eat in silence in remembrance of Baba, and as if Baba is feeding us, and then we are looking at each other, giving the pure vibration or drishti to each other, and we continue to eat again, then it's a really very wonderful feeling which help in eating. It gives us strength. Because I remember in one of Baba's Murli, Baba says that if you eat in remembrance of Baba, the way Baba has told you to eat, you will get the benefit of that. You will get the strength, not only the body, but the mind. So all these little things which Baba is talking about, the method, if you do everything in a systematic method, then definitely all those things have the great effect on our mind, in our meditation. And if we make our mind very strong and start doing the mental service, which is of course, one mental service is selfless service. And Baba is talking about selfless service a lot. Because in mental service, people don't know where your vibrations are going, and they feel benefit, They feel the good feeling coming somewhere, somehow, but they will not able to recognize that it's you as who are sending the good feeling. I had the experience of that one time. One day I decided in my mind, okay, I want to behave with this person in a different way because there's some karmic account was there with the person. So because of the karmic account, there was a little conflict. And I felt that we all had the wish that we must finish all this conflict or anything which is negative. So I decided in my mind, okay, I'm going to be very good with this person. No matter what the person is saying, I'm going to be very quiet and peaceful and sending the loving vibrations and peaceful vibration to the person. So I started doing that. And after doing such service, I felt I'm doing very good service. I feel satisfied within myself. But one day the person burst on me, you know, and said, I had been living with you so long, but you never cared for me. But now Baba is caring for me. I am getting so much love from Baba. So one second I felt, yes, really, the person may be saying the truth or whatever it is. But later on I say, this is the effect of the mental service, mind service, because here I'm trying my best to send a good vibration to the person, loving vibration, and not getting affected with the person. And person is feeling good because the person is experiencing the love from Baba. Of course, that person must be getting the love from Baba, his own effort, but also the little added effort which is there. And I felt so good. I say, mental service is such a thing which is incognito. People not recognize that you are the one who is giving. But most important thing is person is feeling good. That is what is important. And I continue to do that one. And slowly I find that the karmic account starts settling. And one day the person come and start hugging me. I say, what is this? Something going wrong or what? So I could not stop but said to the person, I said, all the time you behave in this way, what is going on today? He said, forget about the past. It gone. It finished. Now we are two new people, new relationship. You know? And I felt very good that how the things could change. And so definitely we need to time to time in between because we don't have all the time to sit down separately to do the certain meditation. But we can in between in our relationship while talking, while living, while the pauses taking place in between, we can have the good feeling, good wishes for each and every one of us, including my own self. We must have the good wishes and good feeling. So we can continue with that. And we definitely have to have the two, three things together doing. That again, I'm reminding that part of it. Mind, words. Mind, action. And while sitting in meditation, two-way connection. One is Baba and one is me. Around both. Which is called, we call as vertical connection as well as a horizontal connection, and both had to be strong in order to achieve our feelings. So we will sit in meditation for half an hour and we'll practice that. I will give some commentary and then I will stop the commentary and then we will continue for another 15 minutes, 10 minutes maybe I may give the commentary and then we'll sit. We can take this point, at certain point that I am the Master Almighty Authority, and then we'll do that meditation.